Good morning. Today is Monday, November 22nd, 2021. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. Democratic State Senator Julie Ratty of Sparks has resigned from the legislature. Ratty said on Friday on Twitter that she was stepping down immediately because her family's moving out of her district and because she wants to simplify her life. She also noted she wants to focus on her job as the Washoe County Health District's Director of Programs and Projects. Ratty has served District 13 since being appointed to the Senate in 2016. The district includes most of Sparks, and Ratty served on the Sparks City Council from 2008 to 2016. A replacement will be appointed to serve the rest of Ratty's term. With a shortage of physicians in Nevada, Renown Health has set up a scholarship fund for students at UNR's medical school to help train and retain them. KUNR's Nick Stewart has more.
Nevada is ranked at 48th nationally for its number of primary care physicians for every 100,000 people. To combat these statistics, Renown Health and the University of Nevada, Reno are assisting students through their training by providing them with a new scholarship fund. The goal of the Renown Health Scholarship is to provide $15,000 to 20 med students and $10,000 to 5 physician assistant students, awarding a total of $350,000 annually. Nick Stewart, KUNR News.
A piece of bipartisan legislation aims to create a loan repayment program for medical professionals working in public health response and infectious diseases. U.S. Senator Jackie Rosen co-introduced the bill. She says the COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated retention and recruitment issues, creating a shortage of public health professionals. Rosen says the bill will help fill these gaps. Eligible workers could receive $50,000 in loan repayment per year, and they could get up to $150,000. California employers have added more than 96,000 new jobs in October. The gains lowered California's unemployment rate to 7.3%, which is tied with Nevada for highest in the nation. A big reason California can add so many jobs is because of how many jobs it lost at the start of the pandemic. California lost more than 2.7 million jobs in March and April of 2020. It's taken 18 months to add back 67% of those positions. The usual start of ski season is right around the corner, but some resorts have faced challenges opening their doors. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Most ski resorts are contending with the national labor shortage, prominently advertising open positions on their websites. But they're also facing higher temperatures and precipitation problems. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, all Mountain West states are in drought except a few small areas in Colorado. Denver is breaking records for how late in the year it's gone without snow. Limited snowfalls and higher temps are why Grand Targhee Ski Resort in Wyoming had to push back its opening day. While many resorts, including Targhee, have snow machines, even those can only operate when temperatures drop to about 28 degrees. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Sequoia National Park says lightning-sparked wildfires have killed a minimum of nearly 10,000 giant sequoia trees in California. The estimate released on Friday accounts for roughly 13 to 19% of these native sequoias that are the largest trees on Earth. While the trees do need periodic low-intensity fire and were once seen as fire-resistant, recent fires have become more severe due to climate change. The fires have torn through dozens of groves in the Sierra Nevada mountains over the last 6 years, killing the giants in large numbers for the first time. Extraordinary firefighting measures this year did help save some of the giants. And a 19-year-old student is suing the University of Nevada, Reno, the governor, and others over the state's requirement that he show proof of vaccination in order to register for classes this spring. Jonah Gold says he's immune from COVID-19 because he already had it. His lawsuit claims any benefit of vaccination is outweighed by the threat of harmful side effects. It says the shots are an unconstitutional intrusion on normal immunity and bodily integrity. Gold's lawyers include Joey Gilbert, an ex-boxer turned conservative Republican activist who's running for governor. As a note of disclosure, the license to this station is owned by the Board of Regents to the Nevada System of Higher Education. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.